You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. They're called the Stonewall Generation, the baby boomers who are LGBT. Some 4.7 million of these LGBT elders are going to need some kind of care and services by 2030. But will they face the kind of discrimination when they seek care in their old age that they grew up with? And are elder care facilities aware of and ready to accommodate needs of gay and transgender residents? We begin here with Philip Ojibwe.
My name is Philip Ojibwe. I live in Southfield, Michigan. I live at in an eight-story building that's mostly senior citizens. Most of the people that are my age, back then especially, I mean, you know, we're talking about the 70s, you know. I mean, we came through that time when you were in the closet. There was a closet, and you were best in the closet, and you didn't talk about the date you had in public. I had quit my job and had moved to Detroit, and I was right in the middle of the gay community. I, you know, got a nice house in Palmer Park. One of the bars that I had been going to occasionally was a block away. And it turned out that the publication I eventually started working for was next door to this bar that was a block away, you know, so. Cruise Magazine was a weekly publication dedicated to the gay and lesbian community and covering that genre of stuff that was going on around town. It was a connection point, and I had upped the quality of the publication quite a bit. Just by covering things that, other than just saying, Gigi's is going to have a dance night, you know, I mean, we had those kinds of little stories in there, but we also started covering, like, basically gay news, you know, good stuff that just wasn't available around. The people knew that if they read it in Cruise Magazine, it was true. Basically, I had retired, and I was living in Royal Oak. And I was in the hospital for a long time with, well, I don't have a leg here, and that's where this foot ends, is right here. And then when all this happened with the surgeries and all that sort of stuff, I couldn't go back there because it was three steps up into the apartment, whether I went in the front door or the back door. So, you know, I needed something else, and I had checked some other places around the area as well, and this one just felt the best for me. You know, I particularly liked the fact that this wasn't just a white community, you know, and to see the diversity of people that were here, I thought, this looks like it might be a good place. I have run into people, you know, out in the community, and where are you living, and how is that place, and I tell them, you know, well, I'm not out there, but there's a number of people that are there that know that I'm gay, you know. It's like, kind of like on a need-to-know basis for the most part. The gay movement is of course now on the front page of everywhere because of the 50th year of Stonewall and all that sort of stuff. So I've gotten questions about that, you know. So I mean, it becomes a good talking point. There's an organization that meets at the Affirmations Community Center in downtown Ferndale. Senior Coffee Clatch is the name of the organization. We have about 40 to 50 people every Wednesday. It's very nice. I've become a major resource for them, too, because they start talking about something 15, 20 years ago, you know, and they all know, you know, that I was the editor of Cruise Magazine, you know. So when I say, well, what really happened there is this, they take it as gospel. And I really did develop a relationship within the community is that, if Philip says it's that way, that's the way it was.
That was Philip Ojibwe in an audio postcard produced by Stateside's Bella Isaacs.